Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets. Golden State is 26-25 on the year, Denver 35-16. Over their last 10, Golden State 6-4, lost their last game. Denver, over that span 7-3, won their last contest. Here are the numbers. Golden State averages 118 a game, gives up 118 a game, so a neutral zero for their point differential. Meanwhile, Denver scores 116.6 per contest, giving up 112.7 for a positive differential of 3.9. Here are the numbers. 16.6 turnovers per game, 14.2 turnovers per game by Denver. Golden State with the 16.6, so that's a significant difference potentially in this game. Golden State shoots a very healthy 47.3% from the field, but Nuggets shoot far better at 50.8%, which is an incredible number. Denver also a shade under 40% from long range, 39.6 to be exact, 37.9% from long distance by the Warriors, which is also a very strong percentage. Warriors are 79.4% from the free throw line, Denver not as good there at just 74.5%. And bench scoring is pretty close, but an advantage for the Warriors, nonetheless, 36.7 to 33.6 for Denver. This is the first time this year these two teams are playing, believe it or not. The Warriors are on the second game of a back-to-back. It is a home game for Denver, who is healthy. Golden State is largely healthy, although they will be without reserve wing Andre Iguodala. Both teams can score, as we know. So which one is able to slow down the other more consistently will have a huge advantage. Look for free throws and shooting percentages to really matter in this game. I think efficiency is going to be the name of this game. Since both teams can score, whoever shoots a better percentage tonight will probably win. And can one team influence the percentage of the other down enough with their defense to give themselves that advantage? That's really what to look for in this one. And I'm going to go with the Denver Nuggets at home. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Denver and Golden State. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets. The lines are currently open and it favors the Denver Nuggets really big at home, sitting at 11 overall in the spread with the over-under of 239.5. Now, that over-under, I love. I'm sorry, I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. Right now, you got two of the better scoring teams in this game, especially starting off with the Golden State Warriors. They've been averaging 118.1 points per game, while Denver, on the other side, one of the better teams in the Western Conference, has been averaging 116.6 points per game. Now, the calling card here, why I do like this over, the Warriors are not that good defensively. They give up a lot of points per game, averaging around 118 points that they give up. Now, this spread is very, very high. I don't know why it's so high, and it's probably because the Golden State Warriors are 7-16. But if you look at their record against the spread, it's not that bad. A little bit below average. They're 24-26. Now, Denver, on the other side, has a record of 27-24. And they're also really good at home with a record of 23-4. So this is going to be a very interesting matchup. Now, if you're taking the money line, yeah, definitely take Denver in this one. I do like Denver. Warriors are horrible at home. But I just think the spread is too large. They're going to win by double digits against the Warriors. I would definitely lean towards the Warriors in that one. Now, one thing I do like the over in this one, too. Not because the Warriors are just one of the better scoring teams, but it's also trending for the Denver Nuggets as well. They've been 5-1 in their last six games in taking the over versus winning teams, which right now the Warriors are. So I would definitely lean and take the over in this game as well. Now, if you're looking at some player props right now, you got to look at Nikola Jokic right now, aka the Joker. Right now, his last six games, he's been averaging 26.5 points, 11.7 rebounds, and 11.8 assists. And his player props right now, it sits at 24.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. Rebounding, 10.5. Take the over in that one. And assist, 9.5. Take the over in that one. I mean, like, I feel like he's about to flirt and get another triple-double right now. It's been amazing. Last time against the Warriors, guess what he had? A triple-double. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Come on now. Take the over on all those. Let's have some fun. And hey, let's get a little greedy while we're at it. Steph Curry, the points right now currently sit at 27.5. Now, if you look at his last six games, five of those, he scored 29 or more points in those contests. So definitely lean and take the over in that one as well. Overall, I think the spread is too high for Denver. I would definitely lean towards the Warriors side in this one, but I do like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.